This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Solutions Developers Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. Federal Tech Talk is the show that opens the world of technology to the federal government. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts to help you understand some of the IT trends and challenges that your agency might be facing. Federal Tech Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now, your host, John Gilroy.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk here with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today in the studio, I've got a pair of experts on sustainability and energy savings. I have Nick Milne-Hume, who's the president of 1E, and we have Jerry Rutkowski, who is the federal business manager. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
I kind of think this is a fun topic to talk about here. You know, January, February, everyone looks at top 10 lists and the future and what's going on with the federal government. And I pulled up the CNN top 10 list and it talked about Apple products and Microsoft products and the cloud. Didn't mention energy savings, but each one of these top 10 products uses energy. So I thought we'd bring in a couple energy experts here to talk about saving energy. But before we dive into that, Jerry, why don't you tell me about how you started with the company and then we'll bounce back to Nick.
Thank you, John. So I'm a former Air Force officer, so I really know the inner workings of the federal government. I worked back in the Star Wars days, the product of Ronald Reagan. From there, I actually decided to go into IT. So I joined with a semiconductor firm and then Cisco Systems and Symantec Corporation. So I've been involved in IT, storage, security, internetworking, and here I am in at 1E, and of course, we're all about IT efficiency.
Yeah. And Nick, you're certainly not from Alabama now, are you?
I'm not. I'm from London. I've been here,
I was
3 years.
Alabama, huh?
I am English. You can hear this. I have been here 3 years, and we have really focused on building up 1E into the market leader in the energy efficiency space in the U.S.
1E.com for more information. In fact, if you'd like, you could download a white paper. I downloaded the white paper this morning preparing for the interview. It's called Empowering Energy Efficiency and Sustainability in IT for Federal Agencies. It gives a lot of overview of this problem. Now, if you are a federal IT manager, federal IT professional listening to this program, maybe scratching your head trying to wonder about that, it talks about many different aspects of this. It talks about some executive orders. It talks about an OMB scorecard that may or may not impact your agency. But I wanted to ask Nick about this. I mean, you know, you're this British guy, you're walking around here in the United States, you're looking at these maybe more global-type problems of energy efficiency and energy conservation. This is what the federal government's looking at, the British government. People all over the world are looking at this big picture of just conserving energy for their servers, aren't they?
Absolutely. And I think we have seen in the commercial space, we have saved organizations over $530 million of avoidable energy costs over the last 5 years. And in the federal space, we can offer very, very similar savings. And savings are somewhere between $30 and $40 per PC per year of accessible savings available today.
I was having breakfast with my wife this morning, and I said, hey, I got this interview today. Going to talk about energy savings. I said, Janice, did you know that it costs more to heat and cool a server than it does to just buy the server? So the long-term life of something like this can be very expensive. And Jerry, the federal government realizes this, and they've come up with some executive orders to try to encourage federal IT professionals to consider this whole idea of energy savings.
Sure. You're right, John. So these executive orders are actually picking up some steam, believe it or not. They've been signed a few years ago. But now really taken very seriously by the C-suite and the IT staff, by certainly the sustainability officers. There's Executive Order 13-423, signed by President Bush back in January 2007. Executive Order 13-514, signed by President Obama in 2009. And what came about from these executive orders are some very good things. Senior sustainability officers named, targets in the way of greenhouse gas emissions, from each of the agencies, and of course, in aggregate, that is 28% by 2020. So some very, very good things, and most notably, the strategic sustainability plans that are downloadable on the, for example, the White House website. So, yeah, some very, very good things came about, and it's I think it's really becoming top of mind today.
So we have listeners who are being hit up with 13514 initiatives, and they're figuring out how they can do this, scratching their head. Maybe they go to the oneE.com website. Maybe they hear of something called Night Watchman. I guess, Nick, this is what you guys, maybe your claim to fame is. Is that right?
Yes, yes, it is. So this is a simple software product. It is installed centrally. And basically what this does is it shuts down or powers down PCs when they are not being used. So weekends, at night, and then through that, you can save $30 to $40 of energy costs per PC per year. And so for the federal space, if solutions such as the Night Watchman, you know, were rolled out on the 6.7 million federal PCs, we could save something like $1.25 billion of energy savings alone over the next 5 years, a very significant number.
And there are thousands of federal data centers, and I think that might be one of your targets to at least speak to people who manage these data centers and say, well, have you considered different options to manage a network to reduce some of this burden to bear? And I think companies like Microsoft are trying to do that, but you're a Microsoft partner, aren't you, Nick?
We are, absolutely. And so we were actually the Microsoft Partner of the Year for the Night Watchman server product for the data center. And with this, we can find out servers in the data centers which aren't doing any useful work. These are servers which were working, but now are simply doing day-to-day tasks rather than running software applications to drive companies forward.
So your current product is not just a utility that sits on a desktop machine. However, it's more of a more generic applicable program that's more than just utilities that sit on operating systems. Is that right?
Correct. Absolutely. We have got a suite of solutions for desktops and servers, which can save energy, which can save licenses, infrastructure costs, and so on.
And in the commercial world, it may save your job.
It could save your job.
I don't know. I don't know, Jerry. Would that save someone's job who's listening now?
I think so. And in fact, of course, to the point of data centers, I think everyone's job these days, of course, looking at these executive orders and certainly the data center consolidation initiative, everybody's job is to save cost and to employ IT efficiency.
Great. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, talk more about maybe the OMB scorecard and 1E. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. A couple gentlemen in the studio today. We have a British guy named Nick Milhume, who's the president of 1E. And we have Jerry Rutkowski, who's definitely not from London, and he's the federal business manager.
Federal news and information just got more fun and interesting. Amy Morris joins Tom Temin on The Federal Drive, weekday mornings from 6 to 10. Tom and Amy tailor their show for Feds on the Go with usable information from trustworthy and seasoned journalists. You're going to learn, but they also might make you laugh. The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. We have two people in the studio today talking about sustainability and energy efficiency. We have Nick Milhume, who's the president of 1E, and we have Jerry Rutkowski, who's the federal business manager. Talked about a lot of different issues before the break. Jerry, tell me about this OMB scorecard for sustainability and energy. I don't understand much about it. I've never heard about it before.
Sure, John. So the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, puts out scorecards. In fact, in the past, they've put out three: energy, transportation, and environmental management. They're actually migrating to one unified scorecard, a sustainability/energy scorecard. So what that means is each agency gets graded, be it green, yellow, or red, for having met the standard and metrics. Yellow, of course, substandard, and certainly red, no activity or no action whatsoever. Federal agencies are really looking at these scorecards. They want to, if you will, have bragging rights with and against other agencies. They want to be held in high regard with senior executives. in the federal government. So OMB scorecards are very, very important. In fact, the executive order 13423 back in January 2007 referred to OMB scorecards. And, you know, one great example is there was a December 2010 deadline, of course, passed now, to enable PC power management. Now, we're going to see here in the coming next month or two the results of that metric. I know that some certainly have complied with that and many others have not. So, yeah, this OMB scorecard is very, very important, obviously, to the Council on Environmental Quality and all of the energy and sustainability folks. And it's becoming increasingly more important to the C-suite and the agencies.
I'm sure a lot of C-level executives for the federal government like to drill down on specifics for energy. But let's take and talk to Nick about more general topics and talk about these trends you see just from your perspective of running a large company and being involved in commercial and federal organizations. What kind of trends do you see in this area?
Absolutely. I think that we're seeing three significant macro trends. Firstly, there is huge pressure just to lower costs. We see that in the federal budget area. We see it out there everywhere. Secondly, there is huge pressure to lower energy costs. Energy efficiency is the buzzword of the day. And thirdly, there is somewhat paradoxically a huge pressure to actually spend more, invest more into IT, particularly to give organizations a competitive advantage against China, India, and the BRIC nations, and so on. And so really, using software solutions such as ours, we can actually help to free up excess within IT, unnecessary servers, unnecessary hardware, unnecessary energy costs, and basically use those savings to then reinvest into the parts of the business or the federal government that that absolutely have to be invested in without needing budget.
So when I think of budget, I think of a specific dollar figure. I mean, for a small company that I work for, I know what the budget is for this, and I better not go over it. I guess the federal government has budgets. Some are hard targets, some are soft. I mean, hard targets are really what you're talking about.
Sure, absolutely. I think that, again, I would advocate a very British stance here, which is to really set hard budgetary targets and hard energy savings targets. Going back to the point from Jerry on the scorecards, whilst the scorecards are looked at, they are not mandatory. And so recently we did a survey across federal agencies. 25% of the respondents felt that the scorecard and the orders, executive orders, did not apply to them. And so we would absolutely advocate a very British stance, which is to set hard targets, and the agencies will then figure out how to use the right solutions.
I would imagine that the U.S. Air Force has contingency plans for hard targets. Back last summer, I saw a press release, Jerry, about the Air Force, and they tried to manage some energy with some software from Microsoft to try to accomplish some of this task. Now, have you read this about the study? They some utility that turned off. I mean, is this just like similar to what you have, or what kind of product is this?
Sure, John. Yes, absolutely. I know the Air Force well as a former Air Force officer, and I'm working with the powers that be there on a few of our solution sets, and they're very interested. Yeah, back in 2007 and 2008, the Air Force did an analysis of the industry. We were brought in to present as well. Their budget was tight, and of course, they were looking at all aspects and all solutions in the marketplace. Microsoft at the time actually was offering a very, very inexpensive, in fact, free of charge type of solution. So Microsoft, indeed, they have a wake on LAN solution. Wake on LAN, that is magic packets to turn on machines. And the Microsoft solution was a custom solution for the U.S. Air Force. Now, you know, one thing to note, Microsoft is a fantastic partner of 1E's. We are a gold partner of Microsoft. Microsoft has publicly stated that 1E is best of breed in PC power management. So, you know, people hear about Win 7 power scheme settings and Win 7 PC power management embedded, and that's all fine and that's true. But 1E is that, if you will, robust added functionality, additional feature set on top of Microsoft. So Microsoft, 1E, great partners. And indeed, the Air Force looking at 1E for several solutions and many.
So if my listeners are looking at Microsoft servers, Microsoft desktops, they can take and use all the tools they have, and they may want to consider something above and beyond that to maximize their savings or maybe reduce some of their energy savings as well. Take a quick break here, maybe come back, talk more about eliminating waste and being more efficient with the whole aspect of managing many, many thousands, many millions of desktops. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we have Nick Milhune, who's the president of 1E, and we have Jerry Rutkowski, the federal business manager. We're talking about energy sustainability.
In Depth with Francis Rose, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Want to know how Congress is affecting your agency's staffing and budget? Want to learn more about the relationship between your agency and its contractors? In Depth helps you become a better manager by exploring the best ways to manage projects, manage your workforce, and manage yourself. In Depth with Francis Rose, weekday afternoons from 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we are speaking with Nick Milhune, president of 1E, and Jerry Rutkowski, who is the federal business manager, talking about saving money on running a data center and saving money on the energy you use for managing dozens and thousands of computers. We talked about a survey before the break. Tell us a little more about this survey, please, Nick.
Absolutely. We basically surveyed federal agencies and just asked them several simple questions. Not least, were they prepared to implement the scorecard and the various orders, exact orders? And a staggering number came out. Only 12% of federal agencies are ready to implement any of the orders. That means that 88% of federal agencies are either still thinking or actually not thinking at all. And the savings available by implementing solutions today are significant.
And Jerry, I think there are agencies that you've worked with that have taken advantage of some of this technology. Give us a couple examples here so our listeners can maybe put some meat in the bones to this product.
Sure. Thanks, John. Yep. So the Department of Veterans Affairs is our largest federal customer. They own 310,000 licenses of our PC power management and patch management tool. Other customers include the Department of State, the Sandia National Labs, the Department of Interior, that is the Bureau of Reclamation, the Defense Commissary Agency, the U.S. Postal Service. So we've got quite a large footprint in the federal space, and candidly, it's growing fairly rapidly. As energy efficiency becomes top of mind and data center consolidation becomes more in focus, and server useful work as opposed to non-business pertinent work is being looked at in order to decommission, to virtualize, or repurpose servers. So our federal footprint is growing rapidly. And in the way of other product sets, of course, we've got a few federal customers that really enjoy the self-service portal that we offer for license control and application management. Other agencies enjoy the WAN optimization tool that we have to prevent and eliminate network degradation in bandwidth-constrained environments. So we've got more than a handful of candidly, medium, large, small federal government customers, and it's growing quite significantly.
Now, Nick, just to defend some of my listeners here, many of my listeners or staff are being pulled back. All these mandates are dropped on them. They have these targets, got to do this, got to do that. And so really just getting their attention over the area of energy, it's one of many things bombarding. It's kind of like if you're playing second base and you get hit by 32 ground balls at the same time. You can catch maybe 30 of them, but maybe two you may drop. It's a very difficult job. I mean, what I like to say is some of my listeners come to work in the morning and beat their head against the wall and go home at 5 o'clock. It's tough juggling all these requirements.
Absolutely. It's tough. And I think, absolutely, in their defense, it is only very recently that IT has had the tools with which they can measure, monitor, and then act on excess energy, excess licensing, unused hardware, and so on. And so this is very, very new. 1E is the market leader. We are very much leading edge. And so it is very much the start of the trend.
So, Jerry, what we can say is that if you're managing hundreds of desktops right now and you're using Windows 7 and all the tools involved in Windows 7, that's great. You get a star on your forehead, good for you. However, if you want to go above and beyond that, perhaps Wendy has a solution for you. You can go to their website and look at some of the things they have there. I mean, it's just it seems only practical to have the best of breed.
Yeah, absolutely. So in a given enterprise, any solution has to be robust and enterprise-ready and enterprise-scale. The analogy would be perhaps a Hollywood studio using Windows Movie Maker to do a nice production. You know, clearly Movie Maker is very, very good for the home user and YouTube and what have you, but, you know, an enterprise scale organization needs something bigger. So 1E is that robust feature set. You know, I will say as well, you know, there's many stakeholders in the federal government. You know, there's the IT staff and the CIO. There's the facilities management folks, and then, of course, sustainability. Of course, the end user is the ultimate stakeholder. All stakeholders have to be on target and certainly have to be on the same page for a solution such as this to be procured and implemented. And I do want to say that I to the audience out there who are the CIOs and the IT directors, that I realize in particular your challenges of IT security, of storage and server proliferation and desktop management and the provisioning of applications and certainly network challenges and bandwidth challenges. We actually have solutions for all of the above, and I do want to say IT security is paramount, you know, enabling out-of-hours maintenance windows to ensure a near 100% patch success rate is very, very important.
We had someone on for the Department of Energy. And I said, so what you're telling me is I spend all these years learning TCP/IP and network solutions, and I get to the top of the game. Now I've got to become a facilities engineer and walk around with a thermometer in my pocket and test out what kind of energy consumption. That's what's happening now, isn't it? You have to spread yourself once you get to the top.
It's tough. It is tough. But the positive news is that solutions are out there, available today. And so solutions are very simple. They can be implemented quickly. They give very, very hard savings. And so organizations should not fear it. This is excellent news in terms of the current climate, cost savings, energy savings needs, investment needs, competing projects. Solutions such as ours can absolutely help achieve all that.
So it just goes beyond just a wake on land packet type of utility. Is that right, Jerry? I mean, some of these things really go and look at efficiency of server uses across the network.
Yes, yes, absolutely. In fact, you're right. It's solutions such as this, enterprise class again, it's got to be more than wake on land. You know, you need advanced sleepless client detection because PCs do not go to sleep, or perhaps there are spurious wake-ups. So power scheme settings and very basic power management tools are only 20% effective. And, of course, switching over, as you suggested to the data center, clearly the skeletal structure of the data center is servers. They have to be efficient.
Great. Well, we have to be efficient, and in the interview right now, we're running out of time. You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we had two gentlemen in the studio, Nick Milhume from England. He's the president of 1E, and we have Jerry Rutkowski, who's a federal business manager. Thank you, gentlemen.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Solutions Developers Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal Tech Talk, Tuesday mornings at 11, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.
The Federal News Radio Community Spotlight is on the UDC Foundation. Why give to UDC? Well, the University of the District of Columbia, celebrating its 160th anniversary, offers more than 70 academic programs and numerous certificate courses that assist in improving the lives of Washington residents. Private funding supports the university in fulfilling its mission of providing quality, affordable, and accessible education to students in the district and beyond. To find out how you can support, visit federalnewsradio.com.
Newsmakers on The Federal Drive with Tom Tamman and Amy Morris, weekday mornings 6 to 10.
The GAO's Jeanette Franzel at the AGA conference last week.
The condition of federal finances is really dire right now. We've got a very acute short-term problem where we're trying to deal with the recent economic recession, and at the same time we have a long-term issue with structural programs that we just can't sustain, and we don't want to damage the short-term economic recovery.
Hear the entire interview online, federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.